Congress fought it out for about 24 hours. The final number is $789 billion. The mix of programs and spending and tax cut speaks volumes about the Democratic consensus on what to do next to stimulate the economy. Joining us now to talk about what we have here in this bill is David Herzenhorn, Washington, D.C. reporter in the Washington Bureau for our partner, The New York Times. David, thanks for joining us again.
Good morning, John.
You know, just settle one thing for me, please. How is it possible that a compromise between a Senate version, which is around $820 billion, and a House version, which is up there above $800 billion, comes in at $789?
It seems to defy the laws of gravity in Washington, right? I mean, this just doesn't happen. Bills usually go into a conference negotiation like this, and they get bigger, not smaller. And maybe in that is the way that the Obama administration will try to say, look, we are changing the ways of Washington. I don't know how true that is, but it certainly is unusual that two bills, as you described, $820 billion in the House, $838 billion in the Senate, go into negotiations where everybody has their favorite programs, what they want to spend the money on, the tax cuts that they want to offer to various constituencies in need, and they come out with a number that's substantially lower, $789 billion. Now, the challenge is that this is an economic stimulus package, and it's supposed to fill what a lot of experts are telling us will be a $2 trillion hole in the economy. So for all the compromise and the slaps on the back for, you know, sticking to a lower number, it could be at a cost of not doing as good a job in jolting the economy back to life.
Well, as you've just alluded to there, this seems like bad economics because it's not enough. It may be bad politics because of some of the programs that were left on the cutting room floor. Who lost out here?
Well, we're going to find out. I mean, we're still waiting for all the last details to be finished up. There's no question that there are a lot of folks who would have liked to see more. For instance, the Senate Republicans and many of the House Republicans wanted much more aggressive tax cutting, broader, deeper tax cuts in the income tax rates for businesses. That's not what's included in this package, although there is a substantial amount of tax provisions. So that's one area where there was some serious disagreement. Senator Johnny Isaacson of Georgia had proposed a $15,000 tax incentive for home buyers. That would have applied to all home buyers. That's now going to come down to $8,000 and apply only to first-time home buyers. We're still waiting to hear that confirmation on that final number, but it would be first-time home buyers with income limits. So there are lots of, you know, pieces here. Science research. Arlen Specter, senator of Pennsylvania, a cancer survivor, made sure that there was an extra $6.5 billion for medical research in this bill. His vote was crucial to getting it through, and so that's in there. But there was other money for other types of science research that actually got trimmed back from what was originally proposed. So it'll take a few days, John, before we sort out exactly who the winners and losers were, and also how do you judge? Because again, any way you cut it, this is $789 billion in spending that essentially wasn't there before, right?
Right. And David, I mean, are there any other moving parts that we need to watch, that we need to have on our radar, or is this sort of the gist of it, really? I mean, not the bare bones of it, but, you know, the final version of as good as it's going to get?
Well, the broad framework is clear, and we know a lot of the details. I mean, there are pieces that individual folks are intensely interested in. For instance, the middle-class tax cut that the president proposed. Originally, the thought was that was going to provide up to $500 for individuals, up to $1,000 for couples. That's now $400 and $800. For Social Security recipients, people on disability, retirees, some veterans who are living on government support, there will be a $250 one-time payment. Obviously, that's very important to folks who aren't paying taxes and then can't claim a credit. There was a lot of interest in an incentive for car purchases. Barbara Mikulski, senator of Maryland, had proposed allowing folks to deduct the sales tax on a car that you buy this year and the interest for the first year on financing. It looks like the sales tax portion will be in there, but you won't be able to deduct the interest on a loan. So we're going to see. But it's so big, right? There are pieces of this that will start to become clear over the next few days, you know, maybe that we haven't even noticed up until now.
And just, again, with regards to the middle-class tax cut proposal, how is this going to go down among the grassroots of the Democratic Party?
Well, it's really complicated, right? Because tax cuts are not the preferred method that Democrats were advocating to stimulate the economy. The Democrats understood and recognized that some tax cuts were necessary because they're fast acting. but there was a lot more emphasis on infrastructure spending, on investment by the government in big public works. So, you know, it's hard to know. Again, the president clearly seemed to compromise in the sense that this is a lower figure. Now, it provides less money for people to spend, and it's going to trickle out slowly. So,
well, let's focus on that in just the minute before we go. I mean, it seems to me, looking at this, and I'm looking at it pretty carefully, that one of the things that is fairly glaring is from this bill, $789 billion, there's not a America, you're now going to get a big blank, either in terms of some giant infrastructure upgrade. That's not going to happen. And we've got 13 million or more Americans unemployed, and this is anticipated to create only 3.6 million jobs.
There's no question. I mean, for the unemployed, there will be a little bit of a bigger helping hand. But I agree with you. There's a big political question about whether this needed some more punch that hits, you know, everyday Americans and says to them, hey, this is for you. It's a little bit more complicated and sophisticated than that, and will be harder for people to understand that something very big is happening for the economy, even though they might not be seeing it in their own pocketbooks.
Well, it better be sophisticated enough to turn the economy around, or there will be hell to pay in 4 years. David Herzenhorn, the first step, the stimulus package, it's passed. Final vote maybe today. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you.